Harry was pleased to get out of the castle after lunch. Yesterday's rain had cleared, the sky was a clear pale grey, and the grass was springy and damp underfoot as they set off for their first ever Care of Magical Creatures class. Ron and Hermione weren't speaking to each other. Harry walked beside them in silence as they went down the sloping lawns to Hagrid's hut on the edge of the Forbidden Forest. It was only when he spotted three only too familiar backs ahead of them that he realized they must be having these lessons with the Slytherins. Malfoy was talking animatedly to Crabbe and Goyle, who were chortling. Harry was quite sure he knew what they were talking about. Hagrid was waiting for his class at the door of his hut. He stood in his moleskin overcoat, with Fang the boarhound at his heels, looking impatient to start.
"Come on now, get a move on," he called as the class approached. "Got a real treat for you today. Great lesson coming up. Everyone here? Right, follow me."
For one nasty moment, Harry thought that Hagrid was going to lead them into the forest. Harry had had enough unpleasant experiences in there to last him a lifetime. However, Hagrid strolled off around the edge of the trees, and 5 minutes later they found themselves outside a kind of paddock. There was nothing in there.
"Everyone gather round the fence here," he called. "That's it. Make sure you can see. Now, first thing you'll want to do is to open your books."
"How?" said the cold, drawling voice of Draco Malfoy.
"Hey?" said Hagrid. "How do we open our books?"
Malfoy repeated. He took out his copy of The Monster Book of Monsters, which he had bound shut with a length of rope. Other people took theirs out too. Some, like Harry, had belted their books shut. Others had crammed them inside tight bags or clamped them together with binder clips.
Hasn't anyone been able to open their books?" said Hagrid, looking crestfallen.
The class all shook their heads.
"You've got to stroke 'em," said Hagrid, as though this was the most obvious thing in the world. "Look!"
He took Hermione's copy and ripped off the spellotape that bound it. The book tried to bite, but Hagrid ran a giant forefinger down its spine, and the book shivered, and then fell open and lay quiet in his hand.
"Oh, how silly we've all been," Malfoy sneered. "We should have stroked them. Why didn't we guess?"
I thought they were funny,"
Hagrid said uncertainly to Hermione.
"Oh, tremendously funny," said Malfoy. "Really witty, giving us books that try and rip our hands off."
"Shut up, Malfoy," said Harry quietly. Hagrid was looking downcast, and Harry wanted Hagrid's first lesson to be a success.
"Right then," said Hagrid, who seemed to have lost his thread. So you've got your books, and now you need the magical creatures, yeah? So I'll go and get them. Hang on."
He strode away from them into the forest and out of sight.
"God, this place is going to the dogs," said Malfoy loudly. "That oaf teaching classes. My father will have a fit when I tell him." "Shut up, Malfoy," Harry repeated. "Careful, Potter. There's a Dementor behind you."
"Ooh," squealed Lavender Brown, pointing toward the opposite side of the paddock.